kol tufsin. The halacha is a mass is a shekel, and a few halachas in regards to the tainus, today's tainus. There's a minhag to give mass is a shekel. This man chazal, there was a chiyuv upon every person to give a mass is a shekel every year to the Beis Hamikdash. There's a minhag which has extended that to even nowadays we give a mass is a shekel to stock up. The time of the Beis Hamikdash was during Adar. The minhag is to give it during Adar. The minhag has evolved. Ramos says it to give it before Mincha on Tainus Esther. The minhag also is to give instead of one matzah to give three matzahs of shekels to three half dollars. Clear in the Gemara that there was no requirement to give that to the coin. You had to give that amount of money. So therefore, there's not a hakfalah dafka on three coins. It means the value of a dollar and a half. And then you get to give a matzah of that mokum, whatever that mokum is, whatever the main currency of that place is, they give one half of that. So in Eretz Yisrael would be a half a shekel, and in America it's a half a dollar. So the minister gets three of that would be at 3 times 50 cents, and a dollar and a half. The Iker Chiyuv of the Gemara, again, based on the minhag of then, was people from the age of 20 and up. But the minhag has moved to give even for people from the age under age also, even for katana. The person should not give the matzah a shekel from meiser money, the Telia Rabba. The Shabbat does not bring this din that you cannot give a meiser money. The Telia Rabba takes the minhag to accept that it's a chiyuv, therefore you cannot use meiser for it. The Shabbat does not mention you cannot use meiser money for the mass of the shekel. So I guess a person would need to, we can use that. We hope that most people can afford $1.50 on their own without the mice money. Regards to the tainus, a few points of the tainus. The person can't eat or drink on the tainus. Regards to washing on the tainus, so there is a halacha, which we talked about, that the tanaisim, which were made for the veilus of the Beis Hamikdash, there is an inyan of not being righted. Especially in the time of Klaisel, is in a time where there's a time of Muhammad, or a time when it's not simple for Klaisel, so it's not safe. There's an inyan of not, the side, Achil and Shtia, the other inyan apply. That does not apply to Tainus Esther. There's no limitation of a person wanting to take a shower on Tainus Esther, a person to be allowed to take a shower on Tainus Esther. He shouldn't drink the water. But he's allowed to, right, he's allowed to take a shower on Tainus Esther. Regards to washing out one's mouth, however, a person should not do that. The Rav Shulchan says a Kiddush, a person was very careful to put the liquid in the front of his mouth and not let it go to the back of his mouth, take a small amount, he'd be allowed to use it if he feels he needs to. A person who is not well, he's not have a key to fast, even if a fellowship is a con. However, a person who's healthy, just doesn't enjoy tinnitus, a person should not be parishman at Tiber, a person should fast. Everybody should have a fulfilling kindness and a present performance. The Yeshiva Gedolah is having a mincha at 1:48. Here, there'll be no later mincha. The shul will have later mincha.
I think the shul has at 2 o'clock, and what time of the other one is? The later one is probably around 6:40 or so at the shul. Also, please do not forget to take your tefillin.